This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The main feast of the day, njengoba sisho ku MUT Cruise kuthena, it is Health Awareness Tuesday. Suke sikhuluma nezinto eziningi. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today we are joined by Sister Thole from MUT Clinic. Zobe so discussa kabanzi about breast cancer. Ukuthena, what is breast cancer? And futhi sothena retract back sobheka ukuthena yini yaqala nini breast cancer awareness. Namhlanje Sister Thole ke unathi right here emsakazweni. Sister Thole, sawubona.
Yebo, sawubona
ntuthu. Ninjani?
Sikhona kunjani?
Awu saqhaqhazele. Sister Thole, thank you so much for joining us namhlanje. Siyazi October ukuthena breast cancer awareness month. Ngifuna mina uthena take us back or just give us the context of breast cancer awareness month.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October, was dedicated as breast cancer awareness from very long ago. It's more than 15 years ago when October was said to be a Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During the month of October, we go all out alerting people about what breast cancer is, the risk involved. There is factors for people to develop breast cancer. Yes, like we are doing here at MUT, we are alerting MUT community that breast cancer awareness is on at Campus Health.
Oh, so we are lapha sobheka ukuthi nanginayo yini. So I want to know, Sister Thole, ukuthi ena if it's cool mange breast cancer, if we chase the band, what is breast cancer? Sesiyazi ukuthena we are being cautioned about breast cancer, but what is breast cancer if ungayichaza nje just kafushane?
Okay, before ngizodwela on breast cancer, cancer in general is a devastating disease that affects people across all races and social structures. Cancer in general does IKT. And then breast cancer in particular is the disease in which breast cells grow out of control. There are different kinds of breast cancer. It depends on which area of the breast is affected by breast cancer. Breast is made up of three structures. The breast tissue is made up of lobules, which are glands where milk is produced. It is also made of ducts. Ducts are like tubes that carry milk from the lobules to the nipple. Yes, for the baby to suck there. And then we have connective tissue, which holds everything together, which is made of fatty tissue. And it holds everything together in the breast. So if the cells in the breast grow out of control, then breast cancer starts.
Who gets breast cancer? Is only abantu besifazane or abantu besilisa bakhona futhi with breast cancer?
Breast cancer does not discriminate.
Oh.
I usually say that. It does not discriminate. It knows, it respects no gender.
Yeah.
Yes, it affects both males and females. But with males, it happens at a very lower scale.
Yeah.
It's like 1 in 1,000 of males will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. But with females, the risk is very, very high.
Why abantu besilisa do we have like ama breast cells?
Yes, males also they do have a breast.
Yeah.
Yes, they do have a breast. Hence, they are also at risk of developing a breast cancer.
Hey, bafethu, asibhekeni kakhulu ke siyashiya uthena sinayo nathi breast cell, okusho ukuthi sinalo ibele. Lento ibiza ngeyibele wena. Ufihle ukuthi unebele mjiji. Unebele ungawarsheki unebele uthena usister Sithole nomuntu wesilisa uyakwazi ke futhi ukudevelopa ini na breast cancer. So Sister Sithole, take us through the symptoms now of breast cancer. What can I observe ukuthi njengamanje okay it might be breast cancer?
Okay, the symptoms, or maybe if I may, can we also address the risk factors?
Yes.
Yes, before we
we can dwell on the symptoms.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. With the predisposing factors to breast cancer, the risk factors are divided into two classes. Mm. There are those risk factors that are fixed.
Yeah.
Which means as an individual, we have no control over that.
Mm.
Like being a woman, the risk of developing breast cancer is very, very high.
Yes.
That is a fixed risk factor. And also it depends on the family. There are genes that we inherit from our parents.
Mm.
So if there is a defective gene in the family that carries cells that grow out of control, you are also at risk of developing breast cancer. Like there are genes that we call breast cancer gene 1, breast cancer gene 2. Every individual has two copies of these genes.
Mm.
And we inherit one copy from each parent. So if one of your parents is from a family where there is a defective gene amongst these two genes, then there is a very high risk of you developing breast cancer. Yes. Mm. Also, another risk is, at what age did you start menstruating?
Oh.
That stage that we call menarche.
Hmm.
If you started menstruating at an early age, at about maybe 11 years or earlier than 11 years, the risk of developing breast cancer is very, very high.
Yo.
And for that individual, if it happens that menopause also sets in at a later stage in life, then the risk of breast cancer is very high to that individual.
Yeah.
And then we have other risk factors that are dependent on a lifestyle.
Yo.
Like if you are overweight, there is a higher risk of
breast cancer.
If you drink a lot of alcohol, excessive alcohol consumption also poses a higher risk of developing breast cancer.
Mm. So, sesibalileke ama risk factors, usisithole ukuthi now we have fixed risk factors lapho ke sibala khona your genes from about obomndeni bakho. Wayisesho futhi ukuthi now amanye futhi amalokhuzana ama risk factor in lifestyle ke now. If you drink a lot, you are in a higher risk of developing breast cancer. Uyasho ke futhi ukuthi na if wena lalela. So, onke this lifestyle adepende kuwena ukuthi wena uwenza kanjani noma wena uziphatha kanjani. Lokho ukuthi umuntu wesifazane kufixed lokho angeke uzokuvimbe lokho. Ukuthi wena uzalela emndenini onjani angeke uzokuvimbe futhi lokho. Sister Sithole, ngiyakhumbula omunye usaziwayo uKB ukuthi na wahamba wayo lokhuzana wayo susa ama cells emabeleni just because wayicabanga ukuthi uzoba ne cancer because now emndenini ukhona waba ne cancer before. Wahamba ke manje wayo susa nje ibele.
Oh, that was to the extreme.
Yeah.
I wouldn't encourage people to do that because you may never know
that
there is a risk in your family. It doesn't mean that definitely you will get it. The risk is there and it is very high.
Yeah.
But it's not really necessary for a person to go to the extreme of removing an organ.
Okusho ukuthi wena nje early detector or detect ilokhuzana into ongayizwa ebeleni lakho kahle kusese early usengakwazi kwenza njani.
Exactly. Yes, the most recommendable a habit is to go for regular checkups. It's important that you know your body.
Yeah.
Know your body, listen to your body so that you are able to detect if there's something wrong going on. Why am I feeling like this? Why is this happening to my body?
Yes.
Then you go to the doctor, you go to the clinic for regular checkups rather than going to remove an organ. That is to the extreme.
That is to the extreme.
Yes. And another important risk factor is sedentary life.
Oh, yeah.
Lifestyle. If you don't engage in physical activity, that lifestyle is very risky to develop certain diseases, including breast cancer. Remember, if you engage in physical activity, you get more oxygen, and that oxygen gets driven deeper into the cells. And remember, cancer cells cannot survive where there is too much oxygen.
Yeah.
And also, if you smoke, a lot, it poses a risk of breast cancer.
If you smoke a lot, yes. Now we know the risk factors, Sister Sithole. What are the symptoms now of breast cancer?
Okay, like I've just mentioned, that it's important that you know your body, yeah, so that you are able to spot changes.
Mm.
One of the most common symptoms of breast cancer is, yeah, developing a lump in your breast.
Yes, yes.
So you need to be able to check your breast so that you can detect if there is a lump,
mm,
and so that you can have the skill to differentiate from the lobule, because breast tissue is made of lobules, which I said are glands where milk is manufactured in the breast. So if you do it without being taught how to do breast self-examination, you might mistaken the feeling of the lobule in your breast to that of the lump.
Yeah.
Yes. So developing a lump in your breast is one of the symptoms.
Mm.
If your nipples... Normally, nipples are protruding from the breast tissue.
Yes.
So if the nipple gets inverted now, it gets deeper into the breast tissue. That is another sign.
Hmm.
Another sign will be the discharge from your nipple. Hmm. If you see that there is something coming out of your nipple, you do not need to squeeze your breast to see if something comes out.
Hmm.
If it comes out on its own, then it is one of the signs.
The symptoms.
Of the yeast. Also, if the breast becomes, the skin becomes hardened, you might find that, why is this happening? Like, if I touch my breast towards my axilla, the armpit, the breast tissue feels very soft. But if I move it towards the middle of the chest, towards the sternum, it's getting harder than that.
Yeah.
That is a very important sign that might indicate breast cancer. You need to not to keep silent about these things. You need to report to the clinic, go to the doctor and report that I'm experiencing these changes, or the dimpling of the of the breast tissue. Mm. If you find that there are dimples, if you touch your breast,
that dimple.
Those are mainly the signs of breast cancer.
I'm learning a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Sister Sithole, I want to ask just a random question. Kona bantu besilisa othola ukuthi na now amabele abo ayakhula or aya kwese ngathi ngempela unebele unakula kunamabele bele kusuke kwenzakalani lapho ke.
Most of the time, it's due to adipose tissue. It's fatty tissue.
Oh.
It is fatty tissue.
Yeah.
And you might notice that a person who is having that size of a breast is also weight-wise.
Yeah.
The weight is, you know. Yeah. So it's adipose tissue that goes hand in hand with the general weight of the person.
Hey, ngake ngethuka ngithi khona liyakhula ibele lami ngalikhamba. MUT Cruise, a show that gives you nothing short of a very best top tier quality content. We are having a discussion with the Sister Sithole from MUT Clinic discussing breast cancer, as October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We get to know what is breast cancer, what are the risk factors of breast cancer. Now we just had the symptoms of cancer. So I want to know, Sister Sithole, just last two questions before I let you go. What can I do, or how can I lower my chances or chances of getting breast cancer?
Okay, we have just discussed the predisposing factors to this.
Yes.
Especially with the risk factors that are dependent to lifestyle, you need to make changes to that.
Mm.
Take care of your weight.
Yes.
Make sure that your weight is within normal ranges of your BMI.
Mm.
BMI is what is checked. We check the weight, we check your height, and then we make the calculations and we get a BMI.
Yeah.
You need to check your BMI to make sure that your weight is a healthy weight.
Mm.
You need to reduce your alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
Smoking, you need to reduce the number of cigarettes you take per day, with the hope to eventually stopping the cigarette.
Yeah.
Another thing, you need to come to Campus Health. Let us demonstrate to you how you can do breast self-examination. It's very important to be able to check your breast every day, like at home.
MUT Clinic also offers a personal breast evaluation, right? You can just evaluate examination. Oh yeah, examination. Uyakwazi nje ukuyexamina ibele lakho. Nawe ke mjithi ungahambi lapha uyoze ukuthena yini ibele lami likhula, maybe ngingathola luthena kukwazi ukudetecta early ukuthena kahle kahle you are having a breast cancer. I do have a voice note for you, Sister Sithole. Uzomuzwa nje lapha ekhuluma. Hi.
Hi, Sister Mkhonazi. Guys, this is really informative, hey, but I would like to know, though, how can one be able to know, like, how would I be able to know if I should be worried about my breast? So which breast do you check for, would see something is wrong, yini, abo, and how do you do that, abo? I know you're supposed to feel your breast, but and also if I have a lump, does that instantly mean ukuthi now I have breast cancer and I should panic, or is it a certain type of lump that, you know, would signify that there's something wrong? I'd like to know. Thank you.
Okay, sis. Thank you for that important question.
Yeah.
You know, the most important thing for us is to maintain close ties with our families. Do have an insight of what is happening in your family with regard to the genes, you know. Are there any problems in your family? Is there a history of cancer in general in your family, or a particular cancer in your family? That is the most important information that you need to have as an individual.
Yeah.
Another thing, you need to like check your breast, especially after having had your period.
Mm.
Checking the breast, it's not something that I can illustrate here.
Yeah,
you know, on radio, it's better if you see, you like I said, at Campus Health, you will get a sister who can demonstrate to you how to perform a breast self-examination. And then with the lump, sometimes some people do get lumps around the time of their menstruation because of hormonal imbalances, you know.
Yeah.
So if the lump is persistent, you need to come to the clinic and report, or go to your doctor to report that I've noticed that I have this lump and it is fixed here on this part of my breast.
Yeah.
I wonder if it is
a breast cancer,
an indication that I might be having a breast cancer.
Here is the question, Sister Sithole. Utilona, it's Thandiswa here, Beach, a life... Epen Life Residence, yes. Epen Life Residence. But now I want to ask, likhona ibele specifically elibanjwa kakhulu ilamp?
No. Any breast can be attacked by cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And then it happens, like I mentioned earlier on, that there are different kinds of breast cancer. Une invasive... cancer that affects the ducts. The ducts are those tubes that carry milk from the glands to the nipple.
Yes.
And then you find that if it's not detected early, it might spread to other parts of the breast. The whole breast gets affected, and then it might then go out of that breast to affect the other breast, to affect other organs of the body. So it's not like a certain breast will be affected by cancer compared to the other.
Nanguzuziwe, uzuziwe mtshali, Melmoth, hey sister. Ngilalelwe ekhaya. Uthi ngifuna ukubuza mina, ngicela ukubuza ukuthi na kuyenzeka yini ukuthena same time amabele o2 abenama lump same time like cancer wa atake o2?
It is possible.
Yeah.
Yes, it is possible. It's not something that is common that I have seen.
Yeah.
But it is possible. It may happen. Yes.
Mm. Thank you so much, Sister Sithole, for being with us on the show. But before I let you go, please share contact MUT Clinic for further consultation. I know kutena abantu bayafuna ukuza, especially abafundi basemangosuthu bayafuna ukuza MUT Clinic. Sinthola kanjani?
Okay, a clinic, you can come on your own.
Yeah.
Or you can contact our clinic reception on extension 7260.
7260 yes. EMUT clinic reception.
Yes, and because it is the month of the awareness,
yeah.
we might get more people coming to the clinic.
Yes,
asking for to be demonstrated how to do breast self examination.
Yes.
So to avoid that high influx into the clinic, because we still have people who are sick who need to come for consultations.
Yeah.
So you need to contact our reception to make an appointment.
As it pin the footy extension?
The extension is 7260.
7260. That yes. means good night. It's 031-907-7260. Uzayithola lapho ke MUT clinic reception. Ukwazi na ukubekisa indawo yakho. Uzochecka ibele. Thank you so much, Sister Sithole.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu namu ukuthola this platform
yes.
to reach out to MUT community during this month of breast cancer awareness.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.